This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, the 12th of March. It counts the Portuguese soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo among its brand ambassadors, but the health supplements firm Herbalife has just been kicked well and truly where it hurts on Wall Street. This after it emerged that US regulators had opened an investigation into the company. Shares in the Los Angeles-based firm, which has operations in more than 90 countries, fell 15% at one point. Herbalife has made powerful friends and enemies on Wall Street. One hedge fund manager has even made a $1 billion bet that it will fail. So, what sort of a company is it? I asked the BBC's Samir Hussein in New York.
Herbalife markets energy and fitness snacks, drinks, vitamin supplements, skincare products, and they have millions of distributors in over 90 different countries. But what it does is it actually uses independent distributors, and any individual in any home can become one of these distributors, and they get some of the revenue from everything that they sell. Now, the accusation, of course, is this is in fact a pyramid scheme, and that the revenues that these individuals are receiving aren't exactly from the product that they're selling, but only because they're recruiting new members. So the more members you recruit, the more money that you actually accrue, but in fact, there is no product that's really being delivered. At least that's the accusation.
Yes, and as with any pyramid scheme, if people stop joining, if new members dry up, then everything goes down, including the investments that individuals have made.
That's exactly right. And another accusation that's being made against the company is that it unfairly targets low income and people of minority backgrounds, those that might not be as well aware of pyramid schemes.
Okay, so that is what the Federal Trade Commission is trying to get to the bottom of then. It's opened this investigation to try to find out whether these allegations are true.
That's right. But really, a big part of this story has to do with those that are lobbying the accusations. So on the one side, you have activist investor William Ackman, and he has been accusing the company of running a pyramid scheme for more than a year. And he has been lobbying Washington lawmakers. He has been hiring lobbyists, and he has actually put more than $200,000 of his own money to press his case against the company. But on the other side, you have Carl Icahn, who's a longtime enemy of Ackman. He's also the richest trader in New York and has taken a stake in the company, almost 17%. And not only does he believe in the company, but he actually thinks that Herbalife is undervalued. So right now, you have this stock, Herbalife, that's probably the most watched on Wall Street, really because you have these two really dominant forces just duking it out.
And what does Herbalife have to say about all of this?
Now, throughout all of this, Herbalife has always denied that they are running a pyramid scheme. And when news came of this investigation by the Federal Trade Commission, the company said it welcomes the inquiry given the tremendous amount of misinformation in the marketplace, and it will cooperate fully.
That was the BBC's Samir Hussein in New York. The price of U.S. crude oil has fallen on world markets. One reason was a decision by the United States Energy Department to sell up to 5 million barrels from the country's strategic reserves. Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics in New York told me more.
Well, I think there are basically two stories. One, there is some nervousness about the outlook for China, so that suggests reduced demand for commodities and oil prices. And also there are reports, and I emphasize the word reports, that the United States may sell some of its own strategic stockpile of oil, which obviously would send oil prices lower. But it was a combination of the possible stock selling by the U.S. government and also a slower China growth story reducing demand as well.
Yeah, some people are linking this oil sale story with the whole Ukraine issue, although the White House says that there's no connection. I mean, it has been said that, you know, maybe America would release more oil onto world markets in order to, ease the pressure, ease Western reliance on Russia.
Yes, since the reserve has been pulled together, there's been stories about using it. Once again, the title is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, to use it strategically to help even out ups and downs in crude oil prices. So perhaps that may be the story behind it, or maybe that a government employee on one side of the world pressed a button to sell oil supplies unrelated to what was going on in geopolitically.
Carrie Lee, well, April New York light crude is just over $98 a barrel. The Dow, that ended the day down about a tenth of a percent at 16,340. Earlier, London's main share index, that was down 1% at 6,620. And gold is trading at $1,367 an ounce. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.